402, no, I don't find anything loose.
Okay, I copy. Are you able to roll with this until we can get you a little closer into downtown for the truck?
Yep.
Well, it looks like you're done. You do Richmond, Syracuse, and then back. Is it... You need to tell me, because I know those things can be annoying. So, is it something you feel you can safely operate with that alarm going off, or is it something you need to tie it up where you're at, or what are you thinking?
I think I could live with it going off, and I just wasn't sure if it was okay to do that or not.
With something like this, where you have the seatbelt secured, and it's just yelling at you for some reason, thinking that, you know, you don't have your seatbelt on, you're fine. If it's something you are willing to work with and just do a work card on it, that would be appreciated. If it's not something, why don't you drive it this trip and see if it's something you can tolerate, then great. If it's not, we'll try and get the truck to you. I'm just looking at it with the amount of traffic we've been having over on that side of town. I'm not sure how soon the truck is going to be able to make it.
It's been heavy around I-5.
Exactly. So if you're willing to try it, if you don't think it's going to affect you at all, then go ahead and try it. If it gets to a point to where you're just like, I can't do this, I need it to stop, then give me a call back. We'll send the truck to where you're at, okay? Otherwise, let's just plan on a work card for it for when you get back to the garage.
Sounds good. Thank you.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you. Have a good night. We'll be clear for now at 1818.